Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Liberty Talk FM.
It's a marvelous night for a moon dance with the stars up above in your eyes. A fantabulous night to make romance beneath the cover of October skies. You know the leaves on the trees.
What's up? What's up, everybody? Welcome aboard to the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz, and what a week it's been. No matter what you've been looking at, it's been a little bit wild, a little bit reckless, and a lot of the things we talk about on a regular basis are starting to rear their ugly head. You know, as we come here to the end of the third quarter, you know, I love the words that are being put out there, and there's nothing to worry about. As Andrew Mellon said in 1929, the high tide of prosperity will carry us through, and there's nothing to worry about. And in 2008, they said everything's fine. And of course, we all know the results of those. And again, I'm not trying to bring havoc or fear to you today. I just want you to understand that the markets don't announce themselves. And a lot of the things that will happen over time, and a lot of things that will create markets that will end up failing, will be just what you're hearing right now. Okay, there's no need to fear. There's no worries. Nothing is wrong. Don't look at the man behind that curtain, because everything's fine. And this is something that, you know, we go through it all the time. Okay, don't worry. We're fine. It's going to be great. And of course, the first big sign is Deutsche Bank. We've talked about it pretty much all week, and we thought it was probably a good buy. And it might be goodbye, not a goodbye. But, you know, when you start looking at the things that are going wrong, okay, well, you know, maybe they're not going to be able to get out. Maybe, you know, I cannot imagine anywhere where they wouldn't bail them out. But the fact alone that they need a bailout is an interesting story. The fact alone that they're in this much trouble is another story. The fact alone that they're still dealing in the derivative markets is a story. So they're still trying to overleverage, and of course, the real question is, why wouldn't you overleverage when you don't have to worry about it? Okay, because you're going to get bailed out. So why would you worry about it? This is something that plagues the economy and plagues us individuals, that these big banks get bailed out. Now, why is that fair? I mean, you know, the little banks don't get bailed out. The little bank get a handshake and a hearty congratulations, say tough shit. Okay, and I'm wondering, you know, why wouldn't you risk more if you know that you're going to be bailed out if you're wrong? Why wouldn't you step up to the plate and put everybody at jeopardy? Because, you know, again, this is not a new story. The banks, you know, some people call them bankster gangsters. Okay. Some people call the Federal Reserve a crooked organization. Okay. But at the end of the day, okay, they have done this for years. They have made billions and billions and billions of dollars taking risk, that knowing that they've got the Federal Reserve in their back pocket. And this is the bigger problem, because the monetary policy, the mandate for the Federal Reserve, is not there to bail a bank out of a bad investment. It's there to bail you and me out when there's a run on the bank, so they can give the banks money to allow us to get our money out. Okay. And that is not what we have. We have a system that allows big shooters to jump in and fire up. Okay. And again, who wouldn't want to fire up? I mean, you know, look at, if I could gamble for basically no risk, why wouldn't I? Okay. That's a pretty good gamble when you're not paying for it if you're wrong. So I tell you this only because this is these are the little warning signs that we all tend to ignore when markets may or may not be turning. Again, I am not going to predict that this is going to be it, but this is the type of event that could start the ball rolling. Okay. You know, we just don't wake up one day and they say, oh, well, it's the rally's over. We're going down. Okay. What they say is there's a little problem here. And the real key to watch will be next week and the next couple of days if the markets don't rally quite so fast. Okay. If we don't get the instant recoveries that we've gotten in the past, this may be the very thing that starts to break the back of the camel. Okay. And again, I'm not doing this for fear or for sensationalism. I mean, obviously I'm not selling anything right now. So I'm just telling you that you have to be careful and you have to be cautious as to what is going to happen here, because now the markets may start to ignore what the Federal Reserve is doing. Okay. And as I've warned many times, okay, the bonds do feel like they want to go up, although they closed yesterday at 1.156 in the 10-year and 2.28 in the 30. But you can kind of feel that they want to try to go higher. Okay. Now, when we look at the picture and we look at what's going on here, it's not a pretty picture. And again, this is not to create fear. It's to give you a heads up to watch the market footprint, because it will tell you what its ideas are by the way it's going to trade. Now, basically, we're still, you know, even with the ugliness of it all, okay, we're still in a range. I mean, you know, this is not a critical. It wasn't like, you know, a sell-off is never critical, but the reason it sold off might have been something to pay attention to. The overall action might have been something to look at, but overall, it would not be something that would make us panic. Okay, it wouldn't be something that would make us, you know, oh my God, the chicken little, the sky is falling. This is just, again, a little bit of a warning sign. But if you look at a chart, you'll see that the Dow is still in that big range, 18,000, 18,400. You know, yesterday we barely got down to 18,091. So it's not like, again, it's not like the world is in collapse, okay? But it could be. And that's the preparation that you should be looking at. And it doesn't mean sell your securities. It doesn't mean dump everything. It doesn't mean get out. It means maybe you should just evaluate what you have, what you're doing, and how you're doing it. Because, again, markets don't come out with a telegram. They don't tell me that they're going to sell off or that they're going to rally, but they start to show some warning signs. Now, right now, there is no real warning sign other than the news of the bank. Okay, so that could be something to look at. But again, it doesn't mean that you should go wacko and dump. It means that you need to just evaluate and look at what's going on and prepare yourself for the move. Okay, and because the move could be up too. But at least know what's going to happen if the markets start to tumble a little bit. Know what you're going to do to get out and move along. That is what's very important, because, again, if you don't prepare, okay, you know, luck is when preparation meets opportunity, well, you're going to be very unlucky if you're not prepared, okay? And, again, I don't want you to be afraid. I just want you to be ready. Okay, I want you to take advantage of the market this time instead of letting the market take advantage of you. That's what we're here for. That's what we do. We help you do better. Okay. Anyways, this is the Bubba Show. I'm Bubba. And, you know, when you miss an episode, libertytalk.fm gets you the download every day. You can also get the Sporting Edge there as well. In the meantime, I'm going to step out here for a break. This is the Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. I will be right back after the break. The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz.
It's the time of the season.
Welcome back to the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz. This is Friday. The weekend is here. So tra-la, tra-la. Doesn't matter to me. I got to work anyways. But, you know, so we talked about some of the potential warning signs, some of the things that might be going on. Okay. Now, you know, I think another warning sign, okay, is if you watched any of the Wells Fargo fiasco on the Hill, you know, it's a shame that these assholes in politics don't do this kind of work when it's not an election year. Okay. Because we wouldn't have half these problems if these guys would get off their ass and do something instead of, you know, doing nothing like they always do, except during an election year. You know, they don't want to give up that pension and those things. And these guys ask questions. Okay. They don't have an idea of what the whole system's about. Okay. And I mean, look, I'm sure when they stumped the stump on both in the Senate and in the House, I am sure that he had more knowledge than he is willing to admit. Okay. However, I will also say that he might not have been fully informed on everything because it is a business that has, I think, 200,000 employees. Okay. It's not like he's in on the day-to-day action. It's not like he's sitting there trying to count pennies and say, hey, you guys got to go out there and rip these people off. Again, what they did is wrong. Okay. But a lot of times, and the buck has to stop with him. I get all that. Okay. But at the end of the day, okay, as I said all week, all they're going to do is pay a fine. And you've got guys there threatening him like he's going to go to jail. I will give the probability of that of not. He ain't going to jail. He gave up, you know, about $50 million bucks of his money, okay, which will, you know, pay a third of the fine. And they made more money than they got fined, okay? And they're going to continue to beat this guy up, trying to get him to do something stupid, which he already did, okay? So, but who's stupider? The people that are wasting our money and our time because it's an election year so they can get some FaceTime and show how tough they are? I mean, are we really, is this what we've come down to? Okay, so instead of really fixing the problem, they're giving the appearance of fixing the problem, and they ain't doing jack. Okay, because again, they're going to pay the fine, they're gonna make the clients good. In the meantime, they probably, out of all the, I don't know, was it 2 million accounts, whatever it was, that they opened, they probably kept a bunch of them. Okay, you know, the people were happy to have the account. So, you know, again, I'm all for beating down on people that steal, okay? But I'd like to see it done more than just when it's election year. I'd like to see it done where one of these guys actually does go to jail. Because I guarantee you, if that was a small bank, okay, they'd be going to jail. They wouldn't be on the Hill right now. They'd be going to jail. They'd be off in cuffs. But we don't have that here in this country right now. We've got the big banks. The big banks that control everything, okay? The big banks that control the Fed. Okay, the big banks that control the money, the big banks that can do whatever the hell they want and continue to press up, because if they're wrong, oh well, oops, it'd be like Stump, I'm sorry. Great, I'm glad you're sorry. I have to pay, you know, $9 billion, but I'm glad you're sorry. Okay, you know, it's like when you call to customer service and you got a problem and they don't help you. And they go, oh, thank you so much for calling. What else can I help you with? Well, you didn't help me with the first problem. Okay. So how are you going to help me with anything else? And that, to me, becomes the bigger issue here. Okay. Is, again, it comes back down to the over-regulations that we have in the overall system, tied in with, okay, the lack of supervision of these regulations and the abuse and the punishment it gives everybody else. Okay, that is where I see the bigger problem, is that they're screwing everybody else. In the meantime, they get fined. And you know what? He don't pay the fine. I mean, yeah, he's getting they call it clawback. Okay, they're clawing back some of his money. Okay, but at the end of the day, he makes so much money. I mean, look, I'm believe me, I wish it was my $41 million. Okay, it ain't. But, you know, for him, $41 million, so let's say it's 20% of his net worth, okay? And believe me, if they don't fire him, he'll make the money back anyways. So it's not like it's not like you and I getting broken and thrown into jail with no defense. And if he needs a defense, he'll get the best lawyers Wells Fargo can afford. So, you know, are we, you know, did we solve anything? And the answer is no. The answer is that he is wrong, the bank is wrong, but so are all the rules and regulations. Okay? So, you know, if we would quit worrying about so many other things that are going on in the money system, okay, and actually pay attention to how the consumer usually gets screwed, okay, we'd probably be in a little bit better shape anyways. So why would we want to have, you know, again, this ridiculous regulation that prevents banks and everybody from lending any money, okay? Even the ones that want to lend it makes it almost impossible. And, you know, why can't we let them police themselves? Why can't we let them take the risk? You know, if they were risking their own, if they were actually following the rules and the laws, okay, of how much you're supposed to have in reserve and how much you're supposed to have to back up what they're lending out, okay, and they were actually had to reach into their own pocket, you might see a little bit different. You might not see so many crooked acts at these banks, okay? But when you make it where they don't have to worry about anything, when you make it so it encourages them to gamble and take shots, okay? And again, so they pay a $180 million fine. I mean, I think they're a $200 billion bank or something like that. I mean, you know, the fine is the equivalent of you and me reaching into our pocket and grabbing a 20, okay? So that's the big deal. But these people who know nothing and start screaming at this guy like they're going to bully him, okay, into a corner, okay, are yapping out of their ass that don't have any idea what they're asking, okay? But yet they're threatening, okay? And, you know, I heard this twice now. You're the only guy who brought both sides of the aisle together. I mean, come on, really? That's a bigger tragedy, okay? If this is the only thing in 10 years that brought both sides of the aisle together, that becomes a bigger problem, doesn't it? Okay, think about that one for a while, okay? I mean, you know, again, they did wrong. I get it. And I'm not defending it. I'm certainly not defending it. You know where I stand in this whole situation. But I can think of a lot better things I would do with my time and money and the way that I would set things up, not to be wasting time and money with this jamoke. I mean, first of all, he should be going to jail, but so should Hillary Clinton. So, you know, if she ain't going, why should he go? This is the difference between the wealthy and the regular people, okay? Because the regular people got problems because they'd be in jail. Okay, if I did that, I'd be in jail, okay? You know, I got problems. I got to deal with these, you know, compliance assholes all the time, okay? Because they love to get over that low-hanging fruit, okay? So that really is the problem. You know, when you look at things, you know, it comes down to where can I get the easiest fine or whatever, you know, and, you know, this becomes a much bigger issue in everything that we do. You know, it's the way to pick on, you know, the weak. OK, you know, again, if you ever been in a lawsuit, OK, and there's a certain point in time where the lawsuit doesn't pay. You know, like divorces. I mean, by the time the lawyers get the money, there's nothing left anyways. So doesn't it make sense to do things the right way? Doesn't that mean that we should maybe make some changes? Okay. Now, listen, lawyers are valuable. They need to be here. But don't we think that they probably, you know, they usually end up with more of the money than anybody. Okay. And I think that's another tragedy. Okay. That we can't seem to get by where we have to have everything has to be so tightly regulated, and if you sign something wrong, my God, you might go to jail. It's really amazing when you look at what these people do, and yet the little guy's got to worry about it all the time. I don't know. You tell me. Okay. Anyways, this is the Bubba Show. I'm Bubba, and I'm going to stop out here for a break, but make sure that you download the show at libertytalk.fm every day. And make sure you check out the rest of the network. Got a lot of good stuff there for you. Check out bubbatrading.com. Also get great stuff there for you. But in the meantime, I'm going to step out of here for a break, and I will be right back after the break. The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz will be right back.
Trust. For nearly four decades, that is the reputation Roberts & Roberts Brokerage has forged with their customers. Now, with their full e-commerce website, rrbi.co, it's easier than ever to buy or sell precious metals via Bitcoin or major credit card. Visit them online at rrbi.co or call 800-874-9760 to speak with an experienced professional today. Roberts & Roberts, when you're serious about precious metals.
What's up, everybody? Bubba here. It's finally here, the long-awaited Bubba Report, bringing you news from all the trading floors across the globe. We've got Scott Cialdini, the cow guy, as seen on CNBC, Fox, and Bloomberg. We've got Keith Bliss, CNBC, Fox, and a floor trader at the New York Stock Exchange. We've got the Badger, who writes the hot topics in the political news. We've got myself putting together my own unique indexes that will help you give you a better idea of what's going on in the market. All you need to do to get a hold of the Bubba Report is go to thebubbashow.org and sign up for the newsletter, or you can email me direct at bubba@thebubbashow.org. We want you to have this report because we've got over 150 years of experience talking about markets, getting ready for the trading, and puts you in the best position to have successful. So email me at bubba@thebubbashow.org to get a copy of your report, or go right to the website, thebubbashow.org. Make sure you get it. It's a must-have for every investor and trader. The Bubba Report. Welcome back to the Bubba Show, or welcome back, Cotter. Which one? Or welcome back, my friends, the show that never ends. Anyways, so we've talked about the banks. We ripped them guys up, and of course, what difference does it make? We're not going to get. Here's the problem. Okay, we can know what they're doing. Everybody knows what they're doing, but at the end of the day, what does it get us? It gets us bupkas because they got control. Okay. And that, remember, the guy who controls the money is the guy who's in charge, okay? Because life comes down to two things. One of them is money. Now, you know, if you rationalize out this election, okay, what's it coming down to, okay? I had dinner Wednesday night with a friend of mine, okay? And he's had a good 8 years, okay? He's in the, he lends money, okay? He's a subprime lender type of guy. He goes, I don't want it to change. Why would I want it to change? I said, well, you know, it will change regardless of what you think or what you want. But this is where we've come to now, is that nobody wants to change, which is why Hillary's got a shot, because people are afraid that they might have to give up something. Okay, they're afraid that the markets might collapse. Well, let me give you some news. Okay, the markets are going to collapse at some point, either way. Okay, the next president, if not sooner, will be dealing with a market meltdown. Now, again, don't get nervous about the market meltdown, because the market will come back as well. It always does. This is not a new day. It's not a new game. It always does the same things over and over again. That's what we always talk about, the footprints, because the markets repeat themselves. But the reason people don't want her to go is because big money controls politics. Okay. Why do you think a guy like Warren Buffett gives so much money to both, used to be both parties, but in this case, he's only giving it to Hillary. Okay. Because he wants to be in control. He's the same guy who said, well, I think we should pay more taxes. And I said, okay, we'll write a check. He's the same guy who said, this inverting, which is, you know, taking your company offshore is terrible. He's the same guy who went and a week later bought a Canadian company. So, you know, again, it comes down to money. I don't care how benevolent these guys look. They're out for the money and they're taking yours, because every time we have a failure, that's an opportunity for them to reach into your pocket. Okay. And take some of your dough. Okay. And that becomes the bigger problem. Okay. Now there is so much stuff going on. And of course, everybody's worried about 2008. And I will say we probably won't have another 2008. It'll be a 2016 or 17. Okay. It'll be something that will drive the market. Okay. It will be something that will cause the market to create a little panic and a little fear. Okay. And then a sell-off. But at the end of the day, we don't know what it's going to be. We don't know when it's going to be. All we know is that it will happen. Okay. Because that's just the way markets work. Okay. But, you know, I don't look, you know, I don't think we've seen two collapses exactly the same. I mean, we had, you know, if we go back just to the 90s, you know, we had the internet bubble. Okay. Where people were buying, it didn't matter. The companies had to make money. We had the housing bubble. Okay. Where anybody could borrow anything. Okay. And now what will this bubble be termed as? Well, it'll have the same characteristics. Okay. That they all have. Okay. And what's the characteristic? There's too much debt. Okay. Debt ratio in this country is sickening. Okay. And I'm not talking about you and me, which it may be sickening there as well. But the overall debt rate between everything is sick. Okay. We are right now, I think this is a speculation, but I think we're at a record, okay, of debt to GDP. Okay. Now, what does that mean in the big scheme of life? Well, what it means is that if interest rates go up, which is one of the reasons they're not, all these loans that are out there that are on, you know, that are fixed to their current rate, these aren't adjustables, but they are floating, you know, loans, will be affected. So the debt rate will automatically go up higher. Okay. So, and we're already at ridiculous levels of debt. Okay. And again, this is not, you know, this is the number I think is 47 or 48% of debt to GDP. Okay. Which means that you're in trouble. Now, when your GDP is not growing and when your people aren't working, okay, and you're earning less money, so what does that mean? It means you're paying less taxes, okay? So we have less possibility. And of course, thank God for the government. They were able to raise the debt ceiling again and keep the government open. Some bitches, they should have let it close. Okay. We'd be much better off if they closed. Okay. Because every day they're open, it's like giving them money. And to me, I'm tired of it myself. Okay. But, you know, I told you this was going to happen. I mean, this is the most predictable thing ever. Okay. Is when they go into this, oh my God, what are we going to do? We're going to close down. Okay. We're not going to have, any money. We're not going to go out to dinner. We're not going to be able to steal all that cash anymore. What are we going to do? We got to screw the American people again. Okay. We got to make it look though. We got to make it look like we're not doing it. But we got to stick it to them again. And that's what's happening. Okay. I mean, look, they raised the debt ceiling. So all they're doing is borrowing more money. They're allowing more dough to be made up, okay, out of thin air. Lovely. It's a lovely idea. Okay. Only wish you and I could do it. Okay. But they're allowing more cash, more money to be made up. And so what does that mean? Well, it means that you and me, lucky us, get to pay some more money out of our pockets, even though it's hidden, okay? And we get the privilege, okay, of donating to make sure that the country can remain open, okay, and satisfy their debts, okay? You know, it's really sad when you think about how much trouble we're in. When if you ran this place like a business, okay, you wouldn't have anywhere near the problems. And it's funny. And how do I know? Well, because if you run a business based on the bottom line, okay, then you have to do better. Okay. Yeah. You know, sometimes you got to cut expenses. You know that? You know, the government expects us to take a cut in pay. Okay. When's the last time they took a cut in pay? Okay. Think about it. Okay. How many of you had to take a cut in pay in your life? Okay. You know, now, if you're, you know, if you're working for yourself, how many times you had to struggle to get through the payroll? Okay. If you're working for somebody else, how many times they've made it harder for you to make the same amount of money? And if you're in farming, my God, you know, are you kidding me? It's almost impossible right now. Okay. But of course, you know, they don't take a pay cut. Isn't that lovely? How do we get that deal? Okay. Or we just keep paying ourselves more money. We got the greatest healthcare system in the world because we don't have that Obamacare. Okay. And we got, you know, we don't have to follow all the same laws. And God forbid we should retire. We get a full pension. But those guys never want to retire because they got too much graft going on. They're grabbing money from so many different places. And I don't know for a fact. I remember hearing about it or whatever. But they get to use the money they raise from campaigning for something. Now, they just can't go out and, you know, join a golf club, but they can use the money in a certain way, okay, their contributions. So, maybe we should all just go out and raise money, right, and just go have a good party. I mean, they do it. Why shouldn't we do it? Of course, you know, they get to yell at people on TV. They get the stumper from Wells Fargo. They get to make stupid laws and regulations that only harness and only hamstring the entire country. I mean, they're worth every penny they make. Okay, if you're trying to fade them, I mean, you know, you got to be kidding me. Okay, that this is what we've got going for us. Okay, now you've got 8 years of this policy, and you've got no growth in 8 years. 8 years. Okay, of zero interest. You got $4 trillion. Okay. $4 trillion. Okay. Now, I don't know about you, but that's a lot of money. Okay. Yet we got no growth from that $4 trillion. We managed to go another $10 trillion in debt. Okay, and again, I don't blame Obama for that alone. That's not his whole deal. Okay. He's part of the problem. Okay. But at the end of the day, okay, here we are. Okay. $4 trillion in, okay, and we got 1% growth. Let's have a party, okay? We got nobody working. Let's have another party, okay? Let's just all get more entitlements, okay? Let's figure out that if you're on entitlements, you're making more than the minimum wage sitting home doing nothing, okay? How about that? Is that not wonderful? And the best part of it is you and me get to pay for it. Now, if that doesn't give you the warm and fuzzies, then I don't know what would. I mean, what would be better than having somebody sitting home with a six-pack and a joint, okay, living off of my hard work and your hard work? Now, to me, that, I mean, you got to be feel good about that, okay? Where else can you do that, okay? Allow this to happen right in front of your very eyes as they tell you what a great job they're doing for you and how they're taking care of you, okay? I mean, you got to tell me where it all comes down to. Anyways, this is the Bubba Show. Bubba on a roll. Make sure that you go to libertytalk.fm and download the show every single day. Okay. And I'm going to step out of here for a moment for a break, and I'll be right back. This is the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz. We'll see you back here in a couple of minutes. The Bubba Show. Welcome back to the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz with you. And surprise, surprise, another market slumping. So guess who's getting involved? Jeez, another agency. My God, Magnum. I can't stand myself anymore. And of course, if you don't know what I'm talking about the cattle markets. Okay. They want to make sure they get a track of all the auctions and all the sales made. And all of a sudden, they want to make some changes, okay? And they're blaming, oh, geez, shocking. They're blaming the high-frequency traders. You know what? The only good thing about the high-frequency traders is they replace they, okay? They did this, they did that. Well, now it's the high, always, whenever there's a problem in the market, it's the high-frequency traders. You know what the problem is in the market is? The problem in the market is that the jackasses from the Federal Reserve and from the government refuse to let the markets trade freely. Okay, that's the problem in the markets. You could make up anything you want, okay, as a regulator, Okay. But if the jackasses would get out of the way and let markets price themselves, okay, then we would have a fair and equal market. Okay. But we don't have that. Okay. We've got the Fed. The Fed and their unintended consequences of knocking the crap out of everybody. Okay. You know, the Fed has no idea what they're doing. That's number one. Okay. Number two, they're incompetent. Okay. Number three, we shouldn't have a Fed anymore because they never did the job they were intended to do in the first place. But number four, if we just had free markets, you know what happened to get free markets? People buy what they pay what they want to pay if the seller wants to meet them, or they'll pay up to the seller. So, you know, you can do all you want. You can try to manipulate the markets all day long, okay? But at the end of the day, if you just let them price themselves, we wouldn't have any of these problems like this. I mean, listen, you still have recessions, you still have problems, but markets will tell you what's going on. I don't need Janet Yellen or any of the other jackasses that are in the Fed to tell me what's going on in the economy. Okay, what are they? Are they going to tell me something different? Okay. In the meantime, for 8 years, between her and Ben Bernanke, they told us how good they were doing. In the meantime, we doubled the debt. We spent another $4 trillion and got nothing. Okay. But yeah, they're going to start. Now they want to start working on the cattle markets. Okay. Now, all of a sudden, okay, another agency is dipping in, sticking their in a place they don't belong. They have no idea how the business runs. Okay. Now, is there any more of a market pure than commodities? I mean, those are a pure supply demand market. Okay. You raise a cow, you raise cattle, you raise pigs, you raise grains. And you know what? You take in a market. And if there's too much of them and not enough buyers, guess what? You got to sell them cheaper. And at some point, you find a place to sell them. But you know what? Sometimes we have a big market. And sometimes they just go up because there's a big demand. Because the economy is doing better. So people are actually going out to eat. Are you kidding me? I mean, I don't know. I got to tell you something. Okay. This is about as dumb as anything I've ever seen. Okay. And there's been a lot of dumb things. Okay. But what is wrong with letting markets just strictly price themselves up? Why is that a problem? I find that hard to comprehend, that the government feels that we aren't capable of making a proper decision of buying and selling. They talk to you about monopolies, but they're the biggest monopoly of all. But they allow the number one monopoly, which is the banking industry. Okay, they even eat their young, the banks. Okay, but what is the problem with allowing the markets to do their thing? I mean, you got to tell me, somebody's got to tell me, how can it be that the markets aren't smart enough to do their own pricing? You know, before all government regulations, you know, when the Board of Trade first started, okay, or we go back to the caveman, let's go back to Adam and Eve, okay? I mean, they had price discovery, too. How do you think they got together? Okay. She had something he wanted. He had something she wanted. And somehow they managed to get together. And look what we got now. Right. But in all seriousness, I mean, everywhere in life, every day, there's a model of some sort of price discovery taking place. And it's all being done without the help of the government. It's amazing how that works, that we can actually function without the government or some committee or some regulating body involved. Okay. Now you can go out to a grade school and some kid's trading a sandwich for something else. Okay. You can go to a high school and some kid's trading, you know, something for a beer. All right. Whatever. Okay. In the meantime, every walk of life, we're able to manage price discovery. But as soon as there's a problem, Uncle Sammy's got to step in and say, oh, well, wait a second. We can't have this. We got to get our fingers and toes in this as well. We got to regulate this thing. So forever, commodities are trading freely. And now you've got to get more reporting done. And they don't do a good job of reporting anyways. I mean, the USDA is as bad as they get as well. Okay. I mean, they give out reports. Hell if I know where they come from. Okay. I mean, I got to tell you, you asked me, there's another crack. Okay. I mean, you're going to tell me that all of a sudden we got crazy markets? Look, the markets are free to trade. Okay. Without anybody's help, you know, if you want lower prices, then you stop buying things. Okay. That's what we do. Okay. There's no reason that I need somebody to get in the way and tell me, you know, what it can be. You know, now we're turning into, you know, China. You know, they wouldn't let their currency flow. This is one of the issues you have when you have a fiat currency, okay, and the value changes all the time. Okay, because the value changes on anything, but, you know, you're getting something concrete and nobody else can control it. So here we are, once again, with another regulating body getting involved in a business that they have no idea. It couldn't run it anyways. Okay. So you're going to have a bunch of suits setting precedent and telling you what to do as a farmer. Okay. And they're going to start to restrict, you know, how you can sell it. Now, I mean, they're not going to do it intentionally, but that's what these regulations always do. Okay. And so instead of letting free trade, you know, when you were a kid, you traded baseball cards, maybe with another kid. That's a model of price discovery. Okay. I mean, you know, I don't get it. I mean, every walk of life, we have a decision to make, and you had the choice of saying yes or no. But yet, we need somebody to help us fix prices. And why is that? Okay, it's unfathomable that this is the model that we have. That we have to have an agency helping us establish prices when I guess we're just not smart enough to know what we pay for it or what we're going to buy it for. I find this unbelievable. I can't think of one good thing that any of these regulators have done for the average person. I'm sorry to say, I cannot think of one good thing. What I can see is a mess. What I can see is bubble builders, manipulators, socialists that are trying to take away the power of free markets. Now, we cannot let that happen, okay? Because that's what this country is built on, is free markets, okay? But somehow, these assholes get involved, and they're just reaching into your pocket. And I hate to end the show like that for the weekend, so let me check Chap Chirpy. Let's talk about football. Got a great weekend of football this weekend. Okay. It's going to be a great weekend. I hope the weather's great wherever you are. I hope you have a great weekend. I always enjoy, obviously, being here. And I've got some new surprises coming down the road. In the meantime, when you miss me, and you should always miss me, you go to libertytalk.fm and you can download the show every day. Also, check out bubbatrading.com. Again, I don't want to scare you. I'm just saying that markets are going to turn here at some point. And better to be protected and be ready than wondering what hits you over the head. Everybody have a great weekend. Thank you so much for being here. This is the Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horace. We'll see you on Monday. We appreciate you. Have a great weekend, everybody. We'll see you later.
Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Liberty Talk Event.